Everybody, we are here in North London, in Islington, in a pub called the Islington.
Very confusingly, yes.
And I'm with the one and only Gareth Jones, who, if you're a regular listener to the Garbage Pod, we spoke to a couple of years ago now.
Was it really the last time we spoke?
Yeah.
That's not good. It should be more often.
And he appeared on an episode to which we entitled The First Welshman on the Moon.
Yep, that was me. Where it will be.
And we have been talking through Twitter for a little while, and it's just amazing to be here tonight for your anniversary show.
Thank you for coming. We have no concept of how people receive our programme. You know, we just make it because we think it's a good idea, and it's what we do. You know, Zog, Rich and I want to get together, we want to talk about cars, and people seem to want to download what we do.
I know.
And so to give a bit of thanks, to have a bit of a party, to do it with the audience with us, that was the most exquisite feeling. And then to play some of our songs, it was a treat. It was a bigger treat for us than it was for you.
And with one of your mates from the band that you
were
a roadie for.
Well, all the people in the band are genuinely important people to me. Eddie I've known, like I said, 37 years. Steve Allen I've known 38 years. Melissa was my girlfriend a quarter of a century ago. Anne and I have been pals since 1985. Freddie, the bass player, I knew him before he was born because I know his mum and dad. And Eric, I borrowed to be our drummer for a song about 5 years ago for On Speed, and I thought, right, he is my drummer. And then Zog and Richard were so competent at doing what they do as well. I couldn't be happy.
And the thing is, I've heard other people saying the same outside, that it's not necessarily about the content, it's the chemistry between you three.
I agree. We talk about the same stuff that you guys talk about as car fans.
Yeah.
But when Richard says it, it's funny. Whatever it is. And when Zog makes an observation, it's, you know, genuinely correct and very funny. And I am very grateful to have two really good mates. You know, these are arguably my best mates in the world here. And you'd think after 10 years of doing On Speed, we would have A, run out of things to talk about, or B, be bored about what we're talking about, but none of those things are true. You know, we still have fun, and we know that stands because, you know, the downloads are still going up for the programme. It's still climbing, which is glorious. Thank you.
Well, that's brilliant. It is amazing to be here and to see the emotion that you had when you were performing up there tonight.
Oh, I cried my eyes out yesterday in rehearsals. You know, I imagine these songs with Richard and Zog, and they exist in my head. Then I record them at home, and I sort of play everything and do the backing vocals, or Zog and Richard do bits. But to have a real band do it, and then when real singers like Melissa and Anna get behind the songs, they sang a line yesterday and I just floods of tears, crying my eyes out. You know, it was, you know, you have hopes and dreams and ambitions, and when they're realised, it just breaks you down, really.
Yeah,
I'm a Welshman, I cry a lot anyway.
But tonight, I mean, we hear what's on the podcast, but to have that and actually have the feedback straight away is unbelievable.
When we do the programme at home, we kind of hope and imagine that people are entertained by what we say. To do it in a room where people laugh and cheer at those moments is, devastating is the wrong word, but levelling, definitely levelling.
That's it, because as you know, being a podcaster, it's until you start getting that feedback, you don't know what people are thinking.
No, you can rely on Twitter. I had a good indication from social media that we're doing it right because of the sort of responses we get. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like being in a room with people.
Oh no, that's
you should do the next Garbage Pod like this.
Oh, we've written any songs talking about that actually.
Yeah.
It's an absolute brilliant night, and another 10 years.
I think that's up to three other people. I think it's up to Richard and Zog. And Violet,
of course.
If Violet doesn't mind these two boys coming around to my house and drinking beer, eating pizza and talking nonsense about cars for another 10 years, and they don't mind doing it, okay. I certainly don't.
Brilliant. Well, it's been an honour to meet you, sir, after all these years.
I feel like I know you. We've never actually met, but yeah. I feel like I know you, Mark.
Yeah, really. It's the same,
Yeah.
I mean, we had a wonderful time when you came on last, and so we only thought that we should return the favour and
well,
come tonight.
See you in 10 years.
Cheers, Gareth.